your price, cause I quickly raised this bet with my jaws dead set, wearing a face like a sheet of ice. It was now on Bill to assert his will and call my raise of 20, but he ended his bout by copping out, saying, that's buku bucks too many. Spoon diagnosed the effects as his turn came next, just like I expected him to. He then called my bet and Shy began to sweat, trying to figure out what he should do. He soon realized that he couldn't last, so he reluctantly passed, and it was now on Spongy again. After wiping away his sweat, he called my bet, then raised me another 10. But by now, we had cramped their style and had Spongy's mind beguiled, so he didn't know what to do. I then folded my hand according to plan, giving Spoon the green light cue. Spoon tripled his 10, and it was on Spongy again to call, raise, or die. The pressure was so great, he had to deliberate before he could give his reply. After a 5-minute stall, he finally called, saying, I'll take 2 cards, my man. Spoon also took 2, and the tension grew as to who had the better hand. Spoon soon signaled with a nod, indicating he had received a card he needed to make 4 of a kind. Meanwhile, Spongy had raised him another 10, saying, it's on you, my friend, trying to put my man in a bind. But Spoon took it in stride as he quickly complied and dealt with the situation. He put his 10 G's in the pot, saying, now let's see what you got, without the slightest hesitation. Spongy laid down his hand, saying, 4 studs, my man, and reached over to scoop up the pot. But Spoon stopped him cold, saying, it's about time you were told. 4 bitches is what I got.